Today's daf in Yerushalmi Brachot is daf Lametet, and we are holding on the fourth line, Heichanu Chuzah. So we've been talking about that you need to go back in a case where you already said Shomea Tefillah, you didn't mention the Gishamim, so it says you have to be Chuzah. To what point do you have to be Chuzah? Do you go back to Shomea Tefillah, which according to the Yerushalmi is sufficient, or do you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei? Says the Gemara, well, can Amar Rabbi Shimon Barva, Bishem Rabbi Yochanan, that Rosh Chodesh, somebody you didn't say Yalav V'yavo, Yimakaret Raglav Chozel Chatchila. If you already finished the tefillah completely and you back up, so then you have to start over again. But Yimlav, you only go back to Ritzeh, so you Chozel Avoda. Same thing should be true here too. Afhacha, if you didn't say Gvurot Geshamim, it's still, you would go back if you were Akarat Raglav all the way back in the beginning. But Yimlav, you can go back to Shemea Tefillah and Biyotzi there. There's once a maysa that they needed to make a tainis tzibur because of atzirat gishamim, and even though it was after Pesach, because they were desperate, didn't have any water. Atun shaylan the rabbis, they came to ask Rabbi if it's mutter in the summertime to make a tainis that it should rain. Omar alone Rabbi, and Rabbi said to them, lechu v'asu, but be careful, bevach lo tishanu mitvah shel tefillah. In other words, don't change the nusach of the tefillah. Is we don't change the matbe of a bracha, and don't say v'tein talum. But you could certainly make a tainis. Say echan yumras, and where would you be shayel? So birmi asavar meimar omra b'shomei atfila. So you say a birchas aneinu in the middle of shomei atfila. Omar la Rabbi Yosi lo ken omer Rabbi Zira b'shem Rabbi Chuna im lo sha'al b'brikat hashanim o shelo yizkir gvorot shomim b'tchiyat hamitim omra b'shomei atfila. Omar Lon Rebbe. So in other words, since there are times when you do mention in the right place the Gishamim and Shamei Tefillah, so then you would be Meshanamim at Beya Tefillah if you say it here. And Rebbe told us we better not be Shana. So that would be the wrong place. Okay, so then what is the right place? I'll die to the Rebbe Yossi, what is the right place? Echanu Amra. It says the Gemara. You say it in one of the Sheish Shul Mosif. There are six additional brachas that we'll see in Ta'anit, that your Mosif on the Ta'anit between the Birchat HaGeulah and Birchat Refuah. So in there you mention why it is that you're making your Ta'anit, and you'll mention the fact that you need Gesh. Arkadon Sibur. Okay, this is where the Tefillah is being said by the Shas. And the Chazar Sashach, where over there you have the Sheish Brachot to say it in. But what about the Yochid? The Yochid doesn't add any of these Brachot to his tefillah, so where is he supposed to stick in the desperation for rain? Rabbi Chanina, Lokin Amar Rabbi Zira B'Shem Ravuna Yochid Sha'al Tzrachav B'Shomei Tefillah. Elo Tzrachav in. A Yochid is not considered being Meshana Matbeha if he puts in his personal needs. So he's allowed to insert whatever those needs are into Shomei Tefillah. Then the Mishnah says, where do you say Havdalah Tachon Antano after Shabbos? Bechonin Adas. And Rabbi Akiva said, no, it's Bracha Revit B'fnei Atzma. And Rabbi Eliezer said, you're supposed to include it in the Birchas Hoda'av Modi. Now, Shimon Barva, Boi Kamei Rabbi Yochanan. I don't understand how something that happens every single Mitzvah Shabbos should end up being a Machlokas. I mean, this has been going on for generations, and people are now asking how to do it. How does a Machlokas like this ever get moving? Did people forget? I mean, how could they come? And we should have a Machlokas. Omar Lo, Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Ayadei she'ikara bekos. Look, Avdolah was originally, there was a period where they didn't say Avdolah b'tefillah. So they made the kfiyas of Avdolah on the kos. After they ran out of the ability to make it on the kos, so they were mitaken after the churban, where they didn't have wine. So then they went ahead and they were mitaken to say it in tefillah. Because of that, they forgot shechechua b'tefillah. They forgot how to be maskered in tefillah. Actually, the Gemara in the Bavli says that there were three steps in this. So first, they made a takana to say it in tefillah. And then they were hashiro, and they had yayin. So then they made a takana to say it on the coast and not in the tefillah. And then, after the Korban, when they once again, the second buys, they didn't have any money to buy wine, so they needed to once again say it in the tefillah, and they had forgotten how it is to say it. So what this teaches us, Milti Amram, I mean, what that implies, is the Ikra Avdolah is actually because. And even if you were mavdal in your tefillah, it's not going to help. You still have to be mavdal on the kos. Whereas Rabbi Yaakov Bar Ida b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Rabba Amar, Amara b'kos, Amara b'tefillah. Actually, it's the other way around. If you said Avdolah on a kos earlier, you didn't say Arvit, so then you'll still have to be chozer and say Avdolah during tefillah. But in the if however, the idea was to be mavdal on a kos, as the Ikra Din, this wouldn't add up. The reason that you're mavdal on a kos is actually not the Ikra Din. It's Vishvila Zakota Tatinokot. So those who don't say Tfila on their own, so they were kovea to say it in the house, and they could say Amen to Havdalah. Milti Yamra, which implies that Ikra Bitfila, that Had Rabbah, the Ikra is not on the coast. Another opinion is yet, Rabbi Zeira, who quotes Rabbi Yudah B'Shem Shmuel, that Amaraba Kos Umra B'Tfila. If you're already Mavdal on the Kos, you say it over in Tfila. And Amaraba Tfila, Amaraba Kos. The other way around is also true. So even though you were Mavdal on the Tfila, you still have to say it on the Kos, which implies, Milte Yamra, that basically the two Takanot are similar, in Ikra Kan Vikan, so that there is no way to be Motzi one with the other. There's two dinner. Rabbi Eliezer Amar, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer says, you say Avdolah not in Chonin Adat, not a Baruch B'fnei Atzma, but you say it in Hodah, in Modi. Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rebbe says, even though normally we don't do that, but Matin K'Rabbi Eliezer beyond the Shkaliot B'Motzei Shabbat. So, since on a Yontif that falls out on a Motzei Shabbos, that you'd still have to say Avdolah, because you're over here being mavdo between Kedusha Chamura and Kedusha Kala. But so what you do in that case is, since you don't have the normal brachas to include Atachon Antanu, so in that case, you would in fact do it the way Rabbi Eliezer says. You would say it with Modim. That seems reasonable to do. Matin usually means you don't say it publicly. That's Mainatiyas Das. Rabbi Yitzchak Rabba, B'Shem Rebbe, says, actually, Halacha K'Rabbi Eliezer. In other words, you say Barabim, that when a Yontif comes out on Matzei Shabbos, and you have to say Avdolah in Tefillah, and there's nowhere to say it, because there's no Kviyas of Atachon Antanu in the Tefillat Arvit of the Chag, so Mimele, you say it in Modim. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman, B'Shem Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel, says, actually, every Matzah Shabbos we do like Rabbi Eliezer. Aloch Rabbi Eliezer, lo'olam, not only on a Yontif that comes on Matzah Shabbos, and Rabbi Abu, B'Shem Rabbi Eliezer, says, aloch Rabbi Eliezer, lo'olam, om Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, lav inatate shmuin, as Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman, Rabbi Eliezer, tarvay, B'Shem Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel. Actually, these were not two separate piske alochas. These were two people that had both been quoting Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel, who paskins like Rabbi Eliezer. Le'olam, and not, this wasn't being said by Rabbi Elazar himself, and therefore don't start adding up the shitas over here. Now, the Mishnah says, Avdolah b'chonin adat divrei chachomin, Rabbi Akiva says, Baruch Rabbi b'fnei atzma. So Rabbi Yaakov Baracha b'shem Shmuel says that the halacha is that you say Baruch Revi'it like Rabbi Akiva. And according to the Chachomi, where would you say the brach in Chonin Adat? Om Rabbi Yudin Omer Mat Be'a Bracha. So you say Atachonin, at the end of Atachonin, after you finish the whole bracha, then you're Mavdil. And Tayak Rebbe, the Svara in this follows Rebbe, the Rebbe Omar, to Maheni, Ech Bitul Chonin Adat B'Shabbat. I am shocked that the seven brachas on Shabbos, you don't say the bracha Chonin Adat with the other brachas, because these are so central. I don't understand how you're supposed to live without being masked, these things when your need for them is so desperate, and instead you just say that one middle brach. So if that's the case, I mean, you're saying, how are you going to live without deya? There's nothing else that you can even, you won't even be able to pray. So what's the point of taking out das from praying? So here too, it's the same story. So you have to say it in chonin adat, because dat is the tool to create discrimination. And avdol. Actually, you should first say Avdolah and then say Atachoni Liadam Da'at. Rebbe Oshaya says, Vavat Shelo Yivchot Mishalosh Avdolot. When you're talking about Avdolah, you don't just say Avdolah Ben Kodesh L'chol. You have to also mention at least three things. So you have to say Avdolah Ben Kodesh L'chol, Ben Or L'choshech, Ben Yisrael Amin. That's three things. Omer Rebbe Yochanan Amru Apochet Lo Yivchot Mishalosh. Amosif Lo Yosif Yoter Bishiv Avdolot. You should not add more than the 7 Ikar Avdolas, which includes also bringing Levim Yisraelim, and Ben Kohen Levim, and Ben Tomei LeTahor, and Ben Mayim Elyonim, Lemayim Atachtonim, and so on. So you cannot do more than the 7, and not do less than the 3. Levi Omar, Ubilvad, Avdolas Amorot, you can't just say Avdolas. They have to be Avdolas, with the Lashon of Avdolah is mentioned in the Torah itself. Nochum, Rabbi Simoi, Nofak, Vomer, B'Shem, Rabavi, and Afilo Avdolachat. You can get away with just saying a Mavdol in Kodesh Lachol. You don't have to say 3. Yomer, Rabbi Abo, B'Tzarek Lachtom, Avdolah. You have to say Baruch Atah, Hashem, a Mavdol in Kodesh Lachol. So Rabbi Mona, boy, Miata, Afilo, Patach, a Mavdol in Kodesh Lachol, Josefa, Chotem, Mavdol in Kodesh Lachol. No, I don't understand. You're going to say a bracha which consists of the same thing twice. As you said, all you have to do is say Baruch HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'chol, right? So according to you, you're going to say HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'chol, Baruch Atah Hashem HaMavdol Ben Kodesh L'chol. It's a little weird, don't you think? Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Bon, V'lo mi brachot shepotrim ben b'baruch v'chomim b'baruch, I understand. There's a lot of brachot like that, where you always say the chatima is domet to the p'ticha. So Havdalah is one of those brachas, right? It opens and closes with the same idea. It's getting back to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rabbi Elazar, that you say the Havdalah before you say Atachonin Adam Dat. Rabbi Elazar ben Atignus, Shem Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Yanai, says from those words of Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rabbi Elazar, you learn that Asur Lasot Melacha Achi Avdil. That since he holds that you're not allowed to do any malacha before you do Avdolah, so therefore in the same way, it's also like doing malacha, because we're not hoveya our own personal tzrachim in tefillah on Shabbos. And it's inappropriate for us to daven a tefillah shachol before Avdolah. Therefore, instead of asking, which is our personal needs, you should first achi Avdil. So you have to say the Avdolah before you say the Chonin Adat, which is a bakash. Says Rabbi Zeira, and Rabbi Elazar ben Antignas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yanai, B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda Barebi, Im lo yivdil b'motzei Shabbat, Mavdil afilo b'shlishi b'Shabbat. I'm taking the gears over here, because that's the way it is in the Bavli as well. So you can be Mavdil all the way till Yom HaShlishi. But after Yom HaShlishi, not like the gears here of Chamishi, you can't be Mavdil anymore, because that's Shayach to the next week. Hadada Atomar, when you say this, it's Davka, with a mavdom, you can do, but you do not say borei morei ha'esh. That has to be said right away on Matzah Shabbos or bust. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Abba b'shem Abba bar Yirmiya says that even a yontif, which is chal in the middle of the week, so it's chal yod b'matzah Shabbos, you still say in Yom Hashvi'i sheshet yemei ha'maaseh, because we're listing the havdolas. Omer Rabbi Zila, Rabbi Yehuda, what do you mean? I mean, where's the 6 days? Where's the Sheshit Yemei HaMaaseh? There may only be 2 days left in the week for Sheshit Yemei HaMaaseh. So how could you say the Sheshit Yemei HaMaaseh, which is the equivalent of claiming that there's 6 days coming up? Omer Lei, is that so? And what you're saying, that you're Mavdol Ben Tomei Latar, you have Tuma and Tyre in front of you, and you need to be Mavarek what's in front of you. Same thing is true over here. You're saying in general, the Seder Avdolah is your degree Nukit. You're not saying, I am hereby being Mavdol between this day and the coming Sheshit Yemei HaMaaseh. Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Zeira, B'Shem Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, say that Tzarich Lomar, you should also add a Tfil on Matzei Shabbos. And Rabbi Abba adds Vashmienu Bem Sason Vesimcha, and Rabbi Chizkiya B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiya adds Avinenu Velamdenu, so that you should actually say the. This is the basis, obviously, of some of our tefillah, where we have the Chelalenu Ayamim Aboim Lekrasenu L'Shalom Chashufim Mikol Chait, and so on and so forth. And there are many Girsalot in this, in the various older Sidurim that are based on Yerushalmi here. Reb Chizkiya, Shem Reb Yirmiya says, L'Gabe Avdolah, that the people who are going to answer, the one who is being mavdil, and they're Einim Amein, they have to also Tzichim Litine Neim Bekos, Neim Bener. They should be looking at Kos when they say Amen for the Avdolah, and they should be looking at the Ner when they say Amen to the Bracha on the Or. And the question is whether it's because of Chavivos, or because it's for it's for not to be Messiah Baz, or some bring that it's a segula, or is the part about the Ner in order to be Nena from the Ner, even though you're only saying Amen. There's a great deal of discussion among the Achron. Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah says that once already we were talking about Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Arbata Minim Shebelulav, Anitalim Derech Gidulehem. So you have to take them in the way that they grow, so that the part that is connected to the tree is on the bottom, and the part that is growing out of the tree is up. And if you do it the other way around, you're not Yotze. Taf Lamed Tit. Echanu Chuzer. So then where would you say the tefillah? So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, no. Because lo kein amar b'zira b'shem Rav Huna im lo sha'al b'berkat hashanim in general, or lo she'izkir gvurot k'shamim b'zchat ha'meitim. So what do? You say it over in Shomei HaTfilah. So then that means that this is the normal place to say it. And amar lam Rabbi l'chu v'yasu l'vat sh'lo t'shaneh mimat b'ya shel tefillah. Okay, fine. So I'll die to Rabbi Yossi, where would you say it? You say it in the Shesh Brochot that you're Moshe for a tiny tzibur. Okay, that's only the Chazan. So Ad Kedon at Tzibur, Shesh for Shesh. How about the Yochid? It doesn't have the Shesh word. Does he say his Anenu? Omri b'chanina lokin, Omri b'zira b'shem rechuni Yochid, can be shot, tzrocha b'shomei atvila. So fine, so this becomes for Yochid. These are his tzrochim. Havdala b'chanina da'a, Chima b'arva b'oi kamir Rabbi Yochid, davar shu noeb, ubo, kachamim chokin alav. I mean, I understand. And what about the centuries of minag? They don't matter anymore. Amalo, no, because you have to understand, originally, the Havdolah, the Ikra of Havdolah was because of that, Shekhul Bitfila. Miltayam Rashi Ikra Bekos. Rabbi Yaakov Baridi B'Shem Rabbi Yitzchak Rabba says, Amra Bekos, you have to be Amra Bitfila, because the Bishfila is a Kotet Atinok. Miltayam Rashi, that the Ikra is Tfila, and the Kos is just for kids who don't dab. Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Shmuel says, Amra because Amra B'Tfil, Amra B'Tfil, Amra because, according to which the implications are, Milti Amra, that Ikra is Kan V'Kan. Rabbi Lozer Amar B'Hodaya, Rabbi Yochanan B'Shem Rabbi, Matin K'Rabbi Eliezer, B'Yon Teshchaliot B'Motzer Shabbat, Miyad, you don't have where to say it. Rabbi Zizek Rabba B'Shem Rabbi, Alok Rabbi Eliezer, B'Yon Teshchaliot B'Motzer Shabbat, not Matin. And you tell everybody B'Ferish. Rabbi Yezer Nachman B'Shem Rabbi Kanir B'Gam Liom. Says every mitzvah Shabbos look Rabbi Yezil Olam, Rabbi Abba B'Shem Rabbi Lezer look Rabbi Yezil Olam. Amr Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, don't think that these were two separate piskei halachas. La begin dat and tati shemuin. La begin to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman and Rabbi Elazar, both of them had heard the same psak from Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel that look Rabbi Yezil Olam. Avdala b'chonin adas divrei chachamim. Rabbi Akiva Amr Amr Baracha Revit b'fnei Atzman Rabbi Yaakov Baracha B'Shem Shmuel. Omer bracha reviyat. Omer reviyat. Omer madbeya bracha, and then atachonen, and then his ma'avil. You know, once Rebbe was, I'm absolutely shocked. The entire Rebbe Omer, how is it shayach heich bitlu chonen adat b'shabbat? I mean, imein deya tefila minayin. So therefore, by the same token, ach imein deya avdala minayin. Omer reviyatzer bar lozar. On the contrary, ma'avil, and then you say chonen adat. Rabbi Elazar bar Hoshaya, Bavachal, Ifchot Mishalosh, Avdalot, Amr, Biochan, Amru, Apochet, Lo Ifchot Mishalosh, Ramosif, Lo Yosif, Yotam, Mishiv, Avdalos. Levi Omar, Ubavad, Me Avdalot, Amurot, Baturah, Nochum, Rabbi Simoy, Nofak, Womar, Bishem Avoy, Afil Avdala Achas, Amrebevo, Betzerach Lach, Tomba Avdala. Sir, Mana Boing, so according to you, it's very funny. You say, Amavdil, Bekurish, Shachol, Borchat, Hashem, Amavdil, Bekurish, Shachol, and it's a pretty weird brocha. So I feel a patach b'mavda b'kodesh l'chol. He can be chosef v'chot b'mavda b'kodesh l'chol. Om Reb Yosef Reb Yibon. So all brachas shepotchim b'baruch v'chotmim b'baruch, they're all like that. Reb Elazar, but I think this Hashem Reb Elazar Reb Yana is utamer. Shasur la'asot melacha ad she'avdil. Is this what else would be the svara? A first needing to be mavda and then saying chonin adas. Must be, because kamoda tomer asur la'asot melacha ad she'avdil. So too, Asul Avadam Litbohat Zorchav Hashi Avdil. Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Lozar, Rabbi Tag, Ben Atignas, Rabbi Lozar, Rabbi Yanai, b'shem Rabbi Yira, b'Rabbi, im lo yivdil bo b'tzei Shabbat, mevdil afilu b'chamishim b'Shabbat. Hada tzomer b'mavdu mekar shalchot. Avu borei morei ha'esh, it's only no gea b'tzei Shabbos. Om Rabbi Yan. Because that's when the Yetziras ha'esh was. Rabbi Zira, b'shem Rabbi Yira, Rabbi, b'shem Rabbi, b'ri Rama. Afilu yom tov, shkalu b'mtzei Shabbat, omer, b'in yom ha'ishvi, l'sheshe d'mi ha'maseh. I'm Rabbi Zira, Rabbi, how can you say that? Where's the Sheshet Me'amatzah? The Sheshet Me'amatzah, Lefanav, Omar, like, yeah. And if he's saying a Mavdil, being cut Torah, Vatameh, is there a Tumah Vatayra Lefanav? Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Zira, B'Shem Rabbi Chil Barashi, says, Tzorach Lomar, Achel Alinu Atayamim, Sheshet Me'amatzah, Abayim Likratenu, L'Shalom. Rabbi Abbas Mosiv, V'Ashmienu Be'em, Sosan, V'Simcha, Rabbi Chilkiya, B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiya, says, Avinenu, V'Lamedenu, Ruchiski b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya, the only mamein tzrichim liten a name b'kos, a name b'ner. Ruchiski b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya, arbat minim shebelulav, nitalim derach gidulayhem.